Germany's health minister, Daniel Barr, said today that the rate of new cases of Germans contracting a deadly strain of E. coli bacteria are declining significantly. Officials also added that there was no conclusive proof of suspicions that organic bean sprouts were to blame for an outbreak that has killed 23 people. Farmers across Europe have seen sales plummet after salad vegetables were first blamed. Meanwhile, the European Union is meeting to approve a package of aid for growers, which look to set to significantly top 150 million euro. Lydia O'Kane spoke to Dr. Guinelle Rodier, Director of Communicable Diseases at the World Health Organization, about the challenge of finding the cause of the outbreak.
The latest news we've been hearing from Germany is that the worst of the illness is over. Obviously, that must be good news for you.
No, yeah, I mean, it's obviously good news for people, primarily. And it's true that for the last few days, we observe a decrease in hospital admissions. So it doesn't mean necessarily we have to see that this trend is confirmed, but it's certainly a very good sign.
Obviously, it's been very difficult to locate the cause of this E. coli. So if the cause and if a particular vegetable or fruit or whatever hasn't been seen as being the culprit, how do we know that it's not going to happen again, or how do we know that it's not going to resurface?
It's a good point, and I think actually the value of knowing the cause is to avoid that this happen again. Not knowing the cause may not stop us to control the outbreak, and because we know for sure that this is a foodborne outbreak. I mean, this type of bacteria are usually involved in foodborne infections. But knowing the cause will be important to avoid that to happen again. That's I fully agree, but it's a complex and difficult task.
For people on the lookout, obviously at the moment people are probably very scared about buying certain mm-hmm. vegetables, certain things. Is there anything they can do to protect themselves?
Yeah, of course. Actually, this is true for, I would say foodborne outbreaks are not so uncommon, including in Europe and certainly in countries where there is even less good food hygiene. But food hygiene is something we should not forgotten and should be applied in all kitchens. Starting with washing hands of people who prepare the food, but also on washing vegetables in particular, or cooking them or peeling them. I mean, there are a number of ways to make sure that what we prepare is safe. And so I would simply say that food hygiene, which may have been lost a little bit in some households, certainly has to come back.
What about people who've been stricken by E. coli? How difficult is it to treat?
So it is difficult to treat potentially, but I would say most patients will not develop a severe disease. But a minority of patients do develop or could develop a severe disease, which may require a number of supports that you will find in intensive care units, particularly to help the kidneys, because kidney failure is one of the important features we may see in severe cases. But an important point, I would say, is to avoid self-prescription of antibiotics for anybody who believes they may be sick with this particular infection. I'm saying that because antibiotics must be prescribed by the doctors who follow a particular patient. And in this particular case, taking antibiotics when you have actually contaminated intestine may kill the bacteria and, in fact, create a rapid release of toxins, which may then cause a severe course of the disease. So the recommendation is certainly not to go for any self-medications when it comes to particularly to antibiotics.
Regarding the strains,
yeah.
From one year to the next, do you know the way we have you have flu and you can have different strains of flu? Is it the same kind of idea with E. coli, that there can be different strains? Maybe another year there'd be another strain.
Yeah, it's a bit almost the same. I would say it's the difference. It's a bacteria, not a virus. So it's likely two large different genders. However, it's also a large family of E. coli, and this is one particular strain of E. coli. And you're right. I mean, some outbreaks are caused by a strain, and another outbreak caused by another strain. What is interesting in this one, we knew about this strain, that it existed before, but we haven't picked it up before in causing such a significant outbreak.